It's April. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists, Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman.
We've come to look for great blue herons beginning their nesting cycle.
Some people confuse the great blue herons with cranes because they're about the same size and they're both water birds.
Herons like to pull their necks in. Mm-hmm. They don't like to put their neck out when they're flying. And their legs trail behind them.
And the cranes hold their neck sort of straight out.
Yeah,
so they're more streamlined looking.
How would you describe a great blue heron color-wise?
Well, I would definitely not call them blue. They're more of a gray bird with a slight bluish tinge. And they've got this beautiful plumage streaming out from their head, a dark plume. And a little bit of reddish color on the shoulder.
Yes.
And very, very long legs. I particularly like to watch when they're hunting for food because they will be absolutely still like a statue. You're not sure they're even alive. And then suddenly they will lunge, and with that big dagger-like bill, they will impale whatever it is they're after. Rookeries are usually around water, lakes or ponds or creeks, and the nests are placed high, usually in cottonwoods. You need a big tree to hold that bulky stick nest. And what you should look for are the big nests. There are usually many of them in one tree even.
Let's do a count. I'll do from right to left and you do from left to right.
Okay. I got 40.
I counted 32. That's a pretty big heronry.
Yes. All of a sudden, a bunch of them lifted off and circled around, and now they seem to be coming back.
Yeah. Could have been an owl or an eagle.
Or a person.
Yeah. Generally, rookeries are built on safety in numbers. These birds are all being able to look in multiple directions for predators. Probably the choicest nesting spots are on the interior of the colony. Those are probably going to be claimed by the most dominant birds. If you're observing great blue heron nests, observe them from a good distance, at least 200 meters or more, with spotting scopes and binoculars, because they are prone to disturbance from human foot traffic and boat traffic. So give them lots of space, especially if you come across a heronry, a rookery of nesting birds.
Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.